Chapter 9. Brunner came into the hooch and told us to saddle up, that we were going on a pacification mission. Monaco asked him who had given the order.
Just get your ass in gear, Brunner snarled. Who the hell elected you, God?
Monaco hadn't moved, and neither had the rest of us.
How many stripes you got on your arm, Private Monaco?
Brunner walked to the end of Monaco's bunk.
Enough to know that I don't have to take any bull from you,
Monaco said. Brunner kicked the end of Monaco's bunk hard enough to knock some magazines onto the wooden pallets that served as a floor. Monaco reached under his bunk, grabbed a grenade, and pulled the pin.
Now what do you think you're gonna do with that, pretty boy?
Brunner said, looking down at Monaco. Monaco smiled, lifted the armed grenade high over his head, and flipped it toward Brunner. Everybody dove to the floor, screaming. I tried to pull my bunk down over me. I heard myself screaming as if the noise I made would somehow cut off the impact of the grenade. Pee-wee was on the floor near me. He had one hand over his head and his helmet over his rear end. I didn't stop screaming until I saw Wallowick, who had rolled himself into a tight little knot, get up. Slowly, we all got up. Wallowick started the cursing, and we joined in. Monaco was on his bunk laughing.
The next time, I'm gonna toss you one with the powder in it, he said to Brunner. You're a fucking kid. You're a fucking kid.
Brunner was screaming at the top of his lungs.
You call yourself a fucking soldier, but you're a fucking kid.
We continued cursing out Monaco. He was called every lowlife and every animal we could think of, and then some. Pee-wee called him a faggot baboon dog, which was different. When we finished the cursing, we all laughed, all except Brunner and Brew. Brunner was still pissed, and Brew was praying. Brew's praying bothered me. It wasn't that I minded him being religious. It was just that I didn't want him being closer to God than I was. Everybody was interested in the pacification thing we were going on. It was like the closest thing to a real answer about why we were in Nam. Sergeant Simpson said that the Marines had done the bulk of it in the past, but that they were digging in up north to establish positions for the Tet Truce.
Keep your eyes open and don't mess with the women folks, Sergeant Simpson said. Keep your weapons on safe. I don't want none of y'all shooting me.
I thought about my going out with Charlie Company and how we had shot at our own men. Then it left my mind. I noticed that lately there were things I would let myself think about and things I wouldn't. But every once in a while, things would come into my mind, not like a thought, but like a picture. And I felt a little strange about that. I wondered if that happened to any of the other guys.